Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Behind me, I have three documents from the DOJ production that are emblematic of the massive failure of the DOJ to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. To my right is an email that was sent by the victim's lawyers to the DOJ. It was a list of names not to redact, a list of names not to release. What did the DOJ do with this email? They released this email in the document production. Literally the worst thing you could do to the survivors, you did. And they're getting phone calls. A lot of these people didn't want to be known. And we know you touched the document because you redacted one name and you redacted the lawyer's name, but you left the survivor's name there. The next document I want to show you, and that was in the title, the victim's survivor's names, all right? The title of this one is Child Sex Trafficking, Co-Conspirators, Fully Redacted. And by the way, I'm going to unredact them here. Les Wexner is in this. Now, your assistant, your deputy attorney general said, oh, well, he appears hundreds of times in the files. But he doesn't appear in this file until I forced you to release it, where he's listed as a co-conspirator, not to tax evasion, but to child sex trafficking, not to prostitution, not to money laundering, child sex trafficking. So I have several questions for you. Who's responsible? Are you able to track who in your organization made this massive failure and released the victims' names? Are you able to track who it was that obscured Les Wexner's name as a co-conspirator in an FBI document? Do you have that kind of accountability?
We corrected that within 40 minutes. He was already, you're acting like everybody's trying to cover up Wexner's name.
Reclaiming my time.
I'm going to answer this question.
Reclaiming my time. Mr. Chairman.
This isn't how this works.
Can I have my time
he
back?
Mr.
Chairman.
The gentlelady can give her answer.
Within 40 minutes, Wexner's name was added back.
Within 40 minutes of me catching you red-handed.
There was one redaction out
where
of
he's
over
listed
40,
as a co-conspirator.
Okay. And we invited you in.
Gentlemen.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs
Show
to get, you're a failed
he
politician.
Gentlemen,
you need
I want you to watch the video.
Mr. Chairman, please restore his time.
Did you ask Merrick Garland that the last 4 years? Did you talk about Epstein?
I'm reclaiming my time. I'm glad you're asking about Merrick Garland.
You don't get a reclaim
because
time
this
when
is
you
bigger
don't,
than Watergate.
When I don't answer
this,
a question,
this
the way
goes
you want.
Over four administrations. You don't have to go four. Back to Biden. Let's go back to Obama. Let's go back to George Bush. This cover up spans decades, and you are responsible for this portion of it.
And that.
The challenge I have today, what bothers me today about this hearing, Madam AG, is what's the message we're sending out there on Main Street? Shouldn't ask a question I don't know an answer to, but I'm going to ask the victims behind you right now. First, can you please stand up? And then, can you please raise your hand if you think after everything you've heard today, you feel that our AG, the feds, have your back? Do we have your back? Raise your hand if you're confident that we got your back. And that's the issue, Madam AG. We've got to make sure that victims stand up and report the crimes. Otherwise, we're going to be taking a step backwards.
As I said before, to any victims, we ask them to come forward to our office, and we want to work with them. I have never not worked with a victim, and I believe I've actually spoken to several of the
Madam,
victims.
If I can reclaim my time, I only have a minute.
Behind me.
If I can reclaim my time. I just think we start out by making sure those redactions are unredacted, those Epstein files, to make sure that the public, according to the law, following the law, that those names in those files are made public. We have to make sure we tell those predators there is no place for them to hide, and if they commit the crime, they're going to fry for it. It starts with showing us the names of the perpetrators in the Epstein files.